This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Foley. Is that how we're starting it?
Yeah, that's how we're starting.
No, we're not. Start
yes,
it up.
It is. No, that's the Hard Feelings intro.
No.
Hello, Kevin.
Shut up.
How are you, Kev?
Hey, buddy.
Is that better?
That's good. Hey, happy to be here.
And hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast, the old Hard Feelings. I'm your host, H. Foley, and sitting directly across from me is my good pal, wearing the skinniest of skinny jeans.
Tight.
I can see the varicose veins on those thighs of yours. Kevin, Jimmy Ryan, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Happy to be here, you know.
Absolutely. Guys, we're coming at you on the OG Podcast Network, the original Podcast Network.
Bam, 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 bam.
A lot of great shows just launched.
Check it out.
Here with the company, me and Kippy went corporate.
Packed it in, sold my soul to the devil.
That's right, coming at Signed you from the old Madison line. Square Garden. No the big garden. Deal. Two Penn Plaza, I believe.
I think it's One Penn Plaza.
No. We don't got One Penn Plaza money.
1PP?
What is it?
I got to go down to 1PP. Yeah,
let's
you know
go to
me.
Our producer, Mr. Spaghetti. What is it, One Penn Plaza or Two Penn Plaza?
Two.
Two. See, I told you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They had to double the size so you could get in the front door.
I had to put two buildings together. Get this fat piece of shit up the elevator.
You signed who? Only. Fuck it, we're going to need a bigger building. Bunch of Italians start laying brick.
Yeah, this is what, our fourth episode?
I think we're going to shift gears a little bit. I think this is going to be number three, maybe. And we'll keep the one we did in my apartment in the old hopper.
In the old shitter, huh?
Yeah.
Put that in the dump.
Put that thing to bed.
Anyway, very important at the beginning of this process, we need all you guys to go rate us, review us on iTunes,
yes.
Okay?
Rate, review, subscribe.
Subscribe to the Twitter, to
this
the Facebook,
important,
to the
people.
Instagram. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff. This network is hot. We're going to have a lot of capabilities coming down the pike. Hard Feelings, baby, on the OG Podcast Network.
Yes.
If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a podcast for the psychopath.
For the lunatic inside you.
That's right. You got some problems, you got some issues, you can email us at thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. All right. We're also going to get a hotline set up. I'm really pushing for the hotline.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But then I thought about it. If we set up a hotline, and what if some... Okay, so, you know...
It's just your mom calling and leaving messages. Henry, to check bounce.
Your phone's off. Call me.
I figured I'd reach you on the hotline.
I don't know how to use that Facebook.
Your dad calls things. It's a 1-900 number.
What are you wearing?
What are you
wearing? I beat you to it.
I know.
By the way, they're getting...
fatter? You can't even deny that.
Woo! We're all getting fatter.
No. Oh, I'm putting on the pounds.
Whoosh, your nose is getting fat. Nothing on that?
My God, come on. You and your fucking tweaker teeth.
Now, I was going to say, Kevin makes fun of me because he thinks my family's trash. He thinks we're garbage.
You are. 100% trash.
So, you know, in the middle floor, in the living room.
Well, if you have to say the middle floor, you know you're fucking garbage.
The first floor.
No,
you know,
that's right? The middle floor. It's 1.5
it's
floor.
It's a California split level, goddammit.
Yeah, it's a Pennsylvania piece of shit. California split level my ass.
It has an open floor plan. I loved it.
Yeah, because your dad kicked all the walls down when the birds didn't cover the spread.
Oh, yeah. Go birds, baby!
Go birds!
Woo! Couple of Philadelphia boys here.
Making
just
good.
You can all go fuck yourselves. Hard feelings. We don't give a shit. Anyway, we have this old 90s, it's not old, it's nice, like that big
dude, you can't stop saying it's nice, and I know what color the wood is. It's that light gray brown paneled wood.
The entertainment center that's there.
Yeah, no one has entertainment centers anymore. They're flat screen TVs.
Well, we're getting a new one.
A new entertainment center?
No.
A new TV.
Yeah. They're getting rid of all that shit. Goodwill's coming to take it.
The poor gives back to the poor?
They don't know what to do with the TV. They can't lift it. It's so old and big. It's that big-ass TV. Thing still works great, though, Kip.
Yeah.
No hard feelings there.
Yeah, the remote's gone. Dog chewed on it and shit. You're fucking garbage, and you know it.
Oh, Pennsylvania trash.
Yeah.
All the way. Pool above ground. Built a deck around it, so it's in ground.
Yeah.
That is
the half in ground, the half in, half outy type deal. Well, it's 3 feet above the ground, but it's really 5 feet deep. You're like, what the fuck? See a guy just. You just see his head. You're like, Jesus, Marv.
Oh, shit.
Oh, talk about fucking Philly trash. Speaking of, I was down in, I went down to the City of Brotherly Love for the old Super Bowl down there.
So you might be catching us a couple weeks after the fact, but yeah,
I mean, it's
ahead.
A week or so, right?
Maybe.
It's a week and a half after the Super Bowl.
Depending on where you're from.
What? Jesus Christ. You're full of flat tires. I gotta put never flats on you.
They have those?
Yeah.
What are they, solid tires?
I think, but there's the things, too, that you can roll.
So you
there's like
a
double. You're
on a body shot. You're like, yeah, I think, but
I gotta get you up on a lift before I can make a call.
You undo the fucking lug nut where the oil goes. Hey, you need an oil change, too. Fuck it. I had some piece of shit.
Where the hell'd your steering wheel go, pal?
How are you gonna get out of here, huh? I had some scumbag do that to me in North Carolina when I lived down there. Did you know I lived in North Carolina?
I mean, you were a mule and blow, but yeah, lived down there, sure.
Loose as butthole and below the Mason-Dixon line.
Taking Greyhound trips with a girdle on.
Put a suitcase up there. Three-piece and a carry-on, huh?
No need to check, am I right?
One of those fucking dry-cleaning racks.
The loosest caboose south of the Mason-Dix.
Hang on, I lost my headphones. I'm losing it! God damn it.
It's hard feeling. Whoa, you just fucked mine up.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm a little fucked up, too, but yeah, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, we're all fucked up. Anyway, when I lived down there, I went to get my fucking inspection on my car at some fucking hillbilly gas station around the corner from my apartment, and they pulled that fucking job on me. Talk about fucking being pissed off with some hard feelings. Dude, they were so like that. Anytime a Yankee, that's what they call us down there, is Yankees.
I thought you used to be a pitcher. Thanks for clarifying that.
Anyway, they would fuck you.
You're
what
fucking
me. Here. There we go.
No.
Huh?
You turned your microphone off.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
How would I turn my microphone off?
Probably one of those titties.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, anyway.
Big titty bandit. All right, get back to it.
Yeah, they
you are with your four Taurus in Raleigh.
No, it was an 89 Honda Accord hatchback, Martin.
Oh, you have to crawl into the back?
Doors are welded
like
shut.
It's like a turtle without a shell.
All right, are you done? Anyway, I went in to get a fucking inspection, and they loosened up my...
lug nuts?
Yeah, they loosened up...
Make a hard left, the wheel goes... wheel keeps going straight.
Ooh, that's going to cost you. They tow it from the parking lot?
Yeah, you try to make a left out of the parking lot.
Pieces of shit. No, so they undid the screw... where my oil goes.
Yeah, they get you coming and going, man.
Yeah, so
because you don't know anything about anything when it comes to a car.
Oh, I didn't
That's
know.
That's the sign that your Johnson rod.
Yeah.
Your Johnson rod's all fucked up. All right.
I didn't know shit. And then they fucking, I had to go back and get it done, and they fucking charged me for it.
That's real scumbag shit, too, is in Philly, the roofers, like in the row homes.
Uh-huh.
They'll go up and be like, you know, they'll be like, oh, if they're working on, like, the one end of the block, you know, they're fixing someone's roof, they'll walk down the whole block because they're all connected. And just drill holes in the fucking roof and then wait for it to rain. And then the day after it rains, they show up and they're like, hey, we're doing some work in the neighborhood. Just wanted to see if you had any leaks or anything we could take a look at. Meanwhile, they drilled the holes a week ahead of time and then came back.
Really?
Real scumbag shit. Fucking. Yeah, contractors, fucking garage people, they're all scumbag. I know. That's much where my family comes from. There were like ticks down there in the contracting field.
You remember drilling your first hole in somebody's roof?
Oh yeah, my dad took
5 years old.
I hit a strut.
Oh, you fucking scumbag.
No, I never did that, but I used to work in roofing, and you would hear stories of that real scumbag. We used to scare people to go with us and be like, hey, we're not one of those guys that are up there drilling holes in the roof.
Meanwhile,
Hector's up there with the fucking saws off.
It's fucking scumbags.
No, I'm joking. I never did that. But, yeah, they That was like, though, like, hey guys, we're an honest, well, we run an honest shop around here, but
nobody's honest.
No,
nobody.
No,
nobody is honest anymore.
Except if my girlfriend's listening to me, I'm totally honest. What's up, babe? Love it.
Nobody is honest.
No,
everybody's a
liar.
All
right, let's get into some hard feelings. I don't care about you.
We're talking about hard feelings.
No, you're just saying no one's honest. Yeah, I get it. Take me back to your fucking Corolla in the 80s.
Take me to the Eagles parade.
All right.
You and your scumbag friends. Weren't you down there for the Eagles game as well?
I just said I went down there for the Eagles game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the parade. For the actual Super Bowl Sunday festivities.
Right.
Get down there, South Philly. First of all, I love going back to Philly. Fucking beers are like $3. It's fucking... You live like a king.
Chicks are all busted,
though. Oh, my God. A bunch of gargoyles. Go Birds! Go home, will ya? Those chicks fucking stink.
Danny, get your brother out of here. It's my sister, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Dude, remember? Oh,
they all got bad skin and fucked up teeth. Like, haven't you ever seen a dermatologist or a orthodontist or something?
Bad skin and wearing pajama bottoms out like it's fucking,
yeah.
Like it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what are
just
you
your
studying
mom.
For finals?
You get a term paper, dude?
It's disgusting.
So a bit of hard feelings. I still get the. I'll show you the marks. So
the marks.
I go down to my friend Pat's house.
Okay.
Right? Real trash. Right. We're talking South Philly, like 4th Street and fucking garbage. No, I'm joking.
4th Street and Scratch Off Street.
40 ounce and Scratcherville.
Arizona iced tea. Sign.
Oh yeah, grape buys 99 cent. Grape buys, baby. So we're in there, and his girl is there, and she has a dog, a fucking pit bull.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You got to have one in South Philly. They give you one when you sign your lease.
That in the grocery cart. The one wheel doesn't work.
Dogs pushing the cart. All right. So I don't like dogs anymore.
Hold on. Is this a Super Bowl party?
Party.
Okay.
Yeah. About 10, 12, 15 people.
Nice TV.
Big TV, bunch of food, got the meatballs, got the sausage, got the pulled pork sambos, got lunch meat, got fucking chips, nacho, all that shit. He did it great. Nice. Good party.
Side note, not a big fan of the slang sambo. Is that a kippie? Who says sambo?
I don't know. Me and my pals.
Hard feelings.
Go ahead. Next up on hard feelings, I don't like sambo.
I also don't like the word gig.
Yeah, I saw your text. Ugh. We'll get into it. That or how
God.
About gigging?
Oh.
Oh, I can't. I'm gigging this weekend. Yeah,
you can gigging.
Oh, it's fucking brutal. These fucking goobers. So I'm down there, and fucking passion's running, baby. It's fucking. It's the Super Bowl. We're winning. It's like we're winning the Super Bowl. And we're like, what the fuck? It's before it's over, but like we're leading in the Super Bowl. Like, holy shit, this is crazy. Every fucking first down, every completion, every touchdown, we're jumping up and fucking, dude, we're on each other's backs and we're fucking like screaming. And this fucking pit bull,
he's getting excited.
He's getting a little rowdy. Yeah. This guy's got a couple of pops in him.
Just got out of the joint.
He's doing key bumps. It's a whole fucking thing down there. So,
is it a male or female?
It's a fucking animal. I don't know. And I'm not a dog guy anymore. Keep your dog away from me.
Why
I don't like
dogs.
I haven't had a dog in fucking 20 years. And now it's like.
When did you have a dog?
20 years ago. All growing up, I had multiple dogs.
What happened to them?
I'd rather not say. There's a farm in upstate Pennsylvania where they're chasing all the bunnies they can imagine.
And that was that.
So I don't like dogs anymore. I don't like hate them, but I'm just like, hey, man, that's especially fucking these pit bulls and
what
shit.
What about your buddy Phil's dog? That's
a pit bull.
Dog.
That I knew that one when it was a puppy. Like I was there like the week they got it, and like it's a little more docile. I don't know. This one, I just don't I don't trust dogs. I'm okay with that one. But I don't fucking like. I'm not gonna walk into a house and be like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" Fucking thing lunges at you, no dice. So,
you would hate my parents' new dog.
Oh, whatever. I hate everything your parents have, especially them. They had you. So we fucking start jumping around, and I got my eye on this dog, and he's, you know what I mean.
He's got sunglasses on.
I'm checking my six. You know what I mean. I'm doing everything. So, we're jumping up, it's a touchdown or something. We jump up, we're fucking hugging. This dog fucking, boom, bites me right in the butt. Like,
what?
Fucking, whoo, gets me to the point where I clench.
Bites you?
Bites me in the butt. So I like Clint, like not like he's not like on it, but he snaps me. He gets me. Oh fuck! So I got my hand down my pants, like
what
checking
the
to
fuck,
checking to make sure I'm not bloody or anything. But it's in the middle of the fucking Super Bowl. We're winning. We just scored a touch. Something happened. I don't know. It was. We're like, oh my god! Like ah, motherfuck, fuck, fuck.
What the fuck?
So we start jumping around. I'm like, Jesus Christ! Everybody's like laughing. I'm like, the dog just bit me in the fucking butt. So my head, I'm ready to put this thing down. Fuck. Fuck continuing to watch a game, put him in another room, put it down. No, I'm joking.
Did they put it in another room?
No. And I'm like fucking four scotches deep at this point. I kind of just whatever.
Oh, that would have freaked me out.
Yeah, so next thing, I don't know if it was the Foles fucking what, I don't know, something. Some big play, we hop up and we really fucking, I'm like, and this thing, I'll show you the fucking bruises. This thing grabs me in the inner thigh right here in the fucking...
Why is it on you?
I don't know. It just from Jump Street didn't like me. This dog's got it out for the kipster.
I like this dog. It's funny, Kev. We brought him in here tonight. Rocco, get out here. What?
Dude, this thing fucking latches on here. But, like, I'm so drunk and excited, and it's the pain's so sharp and, like... Yeah, you know, just adrenaline. That like,
wait, what?
Yeah, it takes me a second.
You're at a party. They're just letting the dog bite guests.
Well, dude, no, they can't tell because it's chaotic. Everyone's up. We're in a row home. It's like 15 people jumping up on each other's back, screaming. So now I'm screaming, but it just sounds like I'm celebrating. I'm like, yeah, ah! And everyone's like slapping five, dude. So, dude, it's on here. It's got me here.
Did it hold on?
Yeah, it's fucking on. So I'm shaking.
Because they don't let go.
Oh, they do not, my friend. So I shake. It gets off. And then fucking a half a minute, he switched over to the left side. Now he's on the fucking left side. And he is dug in. He digs his ankles in. He ain't going nowhere. So I'm going, ah, fuck. I'm like, the dog. Finally, someone sees and kicks him. Not in like a... not in like a brutality way, but like, oh, fuck, this dog's like attacking me, like somebody. So they like kicked its butt or something. Like, fuck it. Dude, he's looking.
Supposed to stick your finger in its butt.
Oh. That was later.
Your butt.
You look over and fisting myself. How's you supposed to? It's a Super Bowl.
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, so now it's only fucking gets worse. So now it gets free. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I turn around. It's got my girlfriend's leg. And now it's fucking latched onto. It did not like us from Jump Street.
What?
So it's onto her. So now we're.
Bit Nadine?
So no, I think I got him. I think this is what happened. I kicked him off of me. I kicked him off of me the second, both times, right? So then I get him off my second leg. And he gets onto her. And then that's when someone stepped in. And
she's on her own. Huh?
Yeah. Sorry, Tuts. You snooze, you lose.
Birds are winning.
Yeah, the birds are about to win the Super Bowl. I'm fucking out of here.
What the fuck?
So then someone.
Any apologies from the host?
So then someone booted the pooch in the butt right there.
This is a real trashy fucking party.
Oh, my God.
Plus, you got into meatballs.
He ate the whole ham.
Kevin, don't eat that hand. The dog is on it.
The dog's been licking it.
Oh, it's fucking garbage.
So he's like, oh, man, Trashville.
did they say, hey, I'm sorry?
Well, dude, we're in the middle.
What
it's fucking,
the fuck?
So then it gets on her, and then someone boots it, and then that's when people are like, oh, cause now I'm screaming like this fucking... I mean, yeah, you attack me. You don't attack my lady. You know what I mean? So now I'm fucking, I'm hurt. Like, I'm like.
Dog pulls a gun on you.
I think I'm leaking. Like, dude, I literally, like, I just got fucking, not bit. I got attacked by a fucking half pit bull, other half fucking some Rottweiler, some shit. I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
Half Dominican.
Hey, keep on doing it, Holmes.
You got a problem, man?
I heard you live in the Heights.
You work for me now.
You live outside me? So I go, fuck. So I'm like hurt and like fuming. So I walk back and I throw a fucking shit. Like I flip a fucking chair and I'm like, someone get this fucking dog. He's a fucking bit. Like I'm fucking losing it. So finally, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So now me and Nadine got to go into the other room and, like, literally pull our pants down to make sure we are. Like, I'm literally thinking, oh.
little.
Turn around my fingers up my butt again.
Little makeup after dog bite sex.
So, yeah, dude, like, literally fucking, I pull my pants down to be like, oh fuck, I'm going to be fucking ruined.
Any broken skin?
No broken skin. I just have two fucking bruises right here from where he fucking latched on.
I want to see them.
I'll show you in a bit.
Oh, did you take pictures?
She had one on the back of her leg, too.
What the?
Yeah.
No one else got bit.
No one else got bit. This thing bit me fucking like nine times. bit her too.
That's gonna get them in trouble.
My thing is like, well, I mean, I get it. It's extreme circumstances.
You shouldn't have the dog around.
That's what I'm saying. Like the dog's in the house.
Poor dog.
The dog bit me once. Bit a guest once. Fucking put him out back. Put him upstairs. Fucking, I don't know. You know what I mean? I'll go out back. I don't care. So it's just like that was my thing. It's like fucking, bit me. Move the fucking dog. Get it out, dude. I could have ended up in the fucking hospital, getting stitches and shit.
I don't know, man. Broke skin, rabies.
I didn't break skin. I literally pulled my pants.
You look weird. You're biting me.
Foaming out the mouth.
Now I'm fingering myself.
Yeah, but it's like, that's why I don't like these fucking dogs or dog people. Like, oh my God, he doesn't do that. Well, he already did it 2 minutes ago, and he just fucking did it again. Like, I'm fucking over dog people. I'm over dogs. I don't like them. Get them out of my face. I'm done with it.
I'm over kids.
Oh, really? No comment on my story? You just switched
to
kids?
You said what you're over.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Hard feelings.
Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
No apologies.
I mean, no, they apologize. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And like, I get it was like extenuating circumstances. There's 15 people jumping around, flipping a table and shit. But Jesus Christ, you know. I'm just sitting over here and I'm all bruised up. I got a body like an Adonis. Now it's all bruised, you know?
You got bit enough to the point that it bruised you.
Yeah, dude, this thing, I looked down at this thing. It's fucking, my fleshy, meaty thighs were all up in its mouth and it just made eye contact like, nope. And I was like, ah!
You're lucky you let go.
Yeah, well.
What's the dog's name? Princess.
I don't know. Fucking, I don't know, something. I was going to say something, not something good there.
What's his name?
I forget, to be honest. Sam?
Well, there you go.
No,
that's
Sam
why he's
was the other
you.
One.
There was two dogs
Roxy?
There?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to remember the name. Oh, maybe that's why he doesn't like
it. Yeah, that's why. You gotta
coming to my house, you don't even respect
me.
Yeah,
you got to build a connection with a dog when you walk into
I
house.
Fuck that.
What do you mean? All right, get bit, dummy.
Yeah, that's ultimately what happened.
You want to be a tough guy? Yeah. You take the bite.
Well, I got hard feelings.
I had a Rottweiler.
For lunch?
Not bad, I'm going to tell you. It's a little chewy. But, no, I was like giving it kisses and it snapped at me. I was like, oh, I'm going to
well,
that.
You're giving Rottweiler kisses.
Yeah, smoochy. I love dogs. How do you not love dogs? Even pit bulls.
Because they fucking bite you. That's
some
why I don't like them. Yeah, some of them. You got a nice little pooch, like a little pooch, a guy, I'm fine with.
What's a pooch?
A lab. You give me a lab all day. No one's ever been bit by a lab. Old Yeller, but I mean, come on, you know, extenuating circumstances again.
He got what's coming.
Yeah. Fucking a lab. Do any lab is great.
Golden Retriever?
Retriever?
That's what I have.
Yeah, okay.
We do.
All right. What do you want me to do?
You were doubting me. You think the Foley's can afford a golden retriever? This thing's pure bred.
Yeah, right. I can't think of a joke, but there's something there. a good, nice pooch for sure, but not this fucking. These people are fucking animals that are walking around with these pit bulls and shit. Crazy, crazy people.
And how was the festivities afterwards when
it was great.
House.
Ran out to Broad Street, ran up, and we were in the middle of it. I was texting you. You're like, get out of there. Get down.
Yeah, what are you
do?
Nuts?
It was so fucking happy and joyful.
They're throwing bottles at people on fucking street lamps.
That didn't happen. Well, you shouldn't have been up there. You climbing up a street lamp, I mean, the bottle's the least of your worries. You're going to get arrested. You can fall.
Do you get arrested instantly when you go up on them? That was
nah,
the big thing
in
Philly.
Fuck. It was fine.
Jesus Christ.
It was all in good fun.
Well, I saw the game quietly in my apartment.
Looking through your neighbor's window.
Ooh, he's got that new 60-inch.
Plus a new TV.
Not a bad pee-pee.
Yeah. What do you got? What's been chapping your ass there, Fatso, besides your underwear?
It's funny you mentioned that.
I'm sure. You seem like a discount bin underwear kind of guy.
I got Lucky Brand.
The jeans?
Yeah, Lucky Brand underwear. Not lucky for them, huh? He puts...
Talk about the wrong numbers, huh?
You know what it is? Is we haven't done a wash in it's been like an extra week. So, Crystal...
Wait, why?
Just because I've been busy and she's been busy.
So you haven't washed your clothes in a week?
In a week. No,
over a week. No, you said an additional week.
Yes, an additional week.
How often do you wash your clothes? So are you? You're wearing dirty clothes currently, is what you're trying to tell me.
Well, I never wash my jeans. Who washes their jeans?
I do.
I bought these jeans I bought these jeans Christmas Eve, and I haven't.
Haven't taken them off since.
Oh, I haven't washed them yet.
All right.
Is that bad?
No, I mean, I don't know. I tend to wash them a little more than that, I feel. I mean, you're on the subway and stuff, but I don't. I'm a germ guy, so I don't wear my jeans. I don't sit on my jeans on anything in my apartment.
Well, here,
the second I get home, jeans come off, and a apartment sweats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sitting on my bed or
I'm
not sitting on the couch.
No, as soon as I walk into my apartment, I get completely naked. I'm in my underwear for the rest of the time.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not disgusting.
Depends who you're looking for.
Yeah. You're in the family room, your balls are in the kitchen?
No, you mentioned the chafing of the butt. I have like that summertime chafing right now, and this is why I think it
summertime
is.
Summertime chafing?
You know summertime chafing?
Yeah, it's February 12th.
I know, that's what the oddity is.
Yeah, it's either that or you're fucking enormous.
Listen, okay, that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
Just start wearing a girdle.
I ran out of underwear. Okay, so Crystal washed some of them at the house.
By hand?
Yeah.
You're trashy. I've never washed anything. I'd fucking burn it before I wash something.
Why?
Washed it by hand in the sink?
In the tub, I think.
In the tub where you pee and stuff? Get out of here. I know you pee in the tub.
I would pee in
you
the
got,
tub.
You got tub pee your face all written all over you. TPF, as I call it.
Of course, you don't pee in the shower?
I pee in the shower, but I don't wash my clothes in there.
She cleans it.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's why it's chafing.
Because of the pee.
No, because it wasn't a good cycle. You know what I mean?
Oh, she just washed dry. You need a good dry.
Yeah.
If you're air drying undies.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's like fucking putting 40 grit on there.
I put them on the radiator.
Oh, my God. What are you, living in the Depression era? What the fuck's going on? You have a clothesline out the window to your neighbor's house, too? Jesus, Thelma, let's go. Get it together.
Potato soup.
Oh, man. While you're living in the Stone Age out there in Queens, last night, Kippy got a little fancy.
And?
Went down there to ICE. You know what ICE is?
The Immigration Authority?
Maybe.
Did you have your neighbors deported?
No. You know what ICE is?
ICE. No.
Huh. Institute of Culinary Education?
Okay. In the Heights?
No, it's down there in Brookfield Plaza or Brookfield Place.
Empanadas.
You know where that is?
Brookfield Place?
Plaza?
What?
Yeah.
You made this
Mikey,
up.
You know Brookfield Place or Plaza down next to the World Trade Center?
I actually am not familiar with it.
Ah, very nice. Hi.
Thanks for chiming in, Mikey.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Trying to get some depth to the room, you know what I mean? Jesus. No, so we go down there. Fucking balls to the wall. Nice. This place is fucking crazy nice. Brookfield Plaza. I mean, it's like a mall. It has like fucking Louis Vuitton and Hermes and all that bullshit down there.
What, the people? They were there?
No, that's what the store is. And then it's like all investment banking. It's like one of those, it's like a crazy building down there. I don't know. Whatever.
Like a Columbus Circle, like a little almost mini mall with like a bunch of different
shops.
Yeah,
way nicer than that. And the building's way nicer than that. They have this like crazy ceiling, like atrium type thing. It's pretty wild.
Is that the new thing?
Yeah, it's brand new.
That, okay.
Brand new.
It's with a brand the giant white ceiling.
No, it's, wait, I don't know. There's that looks like a fucking dinosaur or something.
Yeah,
not
it's
that
enormous.
One. It's right next to that.
Oh,
though.
Got
yeah,
you.
Yeah. This
right.
One's like, that has this crazy window from the inside. You look
I
at.
I retract.
He retracts. So we go down there, ICE. Dude, this place, they told us, it's like $50,000 to go there. So my girl gets this course, Moroccan cooking class.
Wait, for 50 grand?
No. We paid $125 a pop. Well, she paid $125.
Groupon?
I don't know. Course horse. That's what
she's on. Course horse?
Yeah, that's what she's on. She's big on this course horse business, and it's costing me shekels. I don't know what that move just was. Keep it going up for Mr. Rogers in the studio next door. Hey, Father Time.
You're jerking off with a puppet.
What? That was Pee Wee Herm. Sorry, so listen. So we get down there, and I'm tense.
What are you going there for? I don't even know what the hell
is going on. It's a Moroccan cooking class.
You're going to a couple's Moroccan cooking class?
Not couples,
class?
It's just a Moroccan cooking class. She likes to cook. She went to Morocco last year. She loved it.
She did?
Yeah.
Morocco?
Yeah. Dicey.
Yikes. Just bring anybody home? Yikes.
Yeah.
Talk about hard feelings.
So, you just fucked my headphones up. They're louder and good, but they're different. So, you just fucked them up. So, we get down there. I'm tense. I don't like group. I don't want to be in a group. I don't mind going. I just don't want to talk. Like, that, you know, that's my thing, right? So, of course, we sit down in a circle. There's like 18 people or so. Something like that. 18.
You got to sit in a circle.
Like, it's like a big table, kind of.
Sounds like an orgy.
It's a fucking huge. This kitchen is fucking bananas.
Toaster oven?
Yeah. Cuisinart?
You got one of them sandwich makers?
Cuisinart grilled cheese press?
Side-by-side refrigerator doors.
So we get in there, and of course we're sitting down, and I'm sitting like at the first. I'm in the first seat, like it's like a big horseshoe kind of, and I'm sitting shotgun.
Is it one class?
One class, yeah.
So you're going to make dinner.
You make like 10 dishes. Lamb, fucking chicken.
How long is it?
4 hours.
Jesus.
4.5 hours, and then you eat at the end. It's pretty cool. They give you wine and stuff.
Do you have to eat with everybody?
I made a pigeon pie yesterday.
Pigeon?
Pigeon, baby. Kippy.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I was ripping it off the bones and shit. Ripping
what?
The meat off the shredded the fucking meat. Kippy was knee deep in some pigeon.
Where'd you get the pigeons?
Central Park. I couldn't even get that out.
Pigeons are all over the place.
Where'd I get them?
That's disgusting.
I threw some bread out in the parking lot.
A little rat poison in it. Fucked you up when you ate it.
A little bit of Alka-Seltzer. Fucking.
Did you ever do that with the seagulls when you were a kid?
No.
You
I'm
look
not a
like
fucking
one of
those serial
kids.
Killer. What are you talking about? I always wanted to, though.
Oh, so everybody did.
Oh, yeah. Joe, there's a video of it online of it happening.
Do they blow up?
Oh, yeah. It's like fucking mayhem.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, it's not. They're rats with wings. I ate one last night. I ate four of them, actually.
Four pigeons?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ. I get stuck in your teeth, four pigeons.
What? You got to be kidding me.
No. Squab.
Squab.
It's called squab. It's also known as your local inner city pigeon. I swear to God, you Google it, squab.
Ew.
I thought she was fucking with me. She's like, yeah, squab pie. And she was like Costa Rican. She's like, you know, pigeon. And I'm like, pigeon? What the fuck? So then she's like, oh, you're going to do the squab pie. I'm like, all right. So then I Googled squab.
Are you making it for everybody in the class?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's gross. You got other regular people?
That was another big thing. I'm a big food guy, but she did most of the stuff. I mean,
No. What I'm saying is, you're in there with a bunch of
strangers. I'm cooking pigeon for 15 people.
You're in there with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I don't like.
Some other guy is making something that you're going to eat.
Yeah.
You don't know if that guy washed his hands, scratched his ass, picked
his
nose.
I got nothing.
Fingered his
butt. I'm running with this.
Jerked off, rubbed his balls, scratched his toenails, eats his toenails, eats his fingernails.
Talking about your weekend?
I do all those things.
I know you do. You scratch your balls and then smell it like a fucking creepo.
Yeah.
So we sit down and she's like, she does what I don't want to do. I'm a fucking adult. I'm not there to make friends. Like, let's just, she goes, oh, I'm going to sit down. And let's go. Let's have everybody introduce themselves. Let's start with you. And I was like, hi. I wanted to be like, hi, I'm Kevin and I don't want to be here. So it goes around. I'm like, hey, Kevin, and I'm here. My girl was sitting next to me. I'm like, give your level of cooking. And I'm like, hey, listen, I don't know shit about cooking and I'm here because she wanted to come. Gets a laugh, does all right. I'm feeling out the room, Mikey. I saw the smirk over there, you ginzo bastard.
Anybody here from out of town?
Hey, Stevie, what do you do for a living? Snooze fest.
You're holding the pigeon up. Look at this guy.
Jeff Dunham, all this stuff.
Hey, Kevin, you going to eat me? Where's your other hand?
All right.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. So it does, whatever. And so we go around. Then we get to Mickey.
Who's Mickey?
Oh, I'm going to tell you about Mickey. I had a lot of time to
is
think
Mickey
about.
Is Mickey a woman or a man?
Mickey's a man.
All right.
And I've never hated. This is the guy I hate more than fucking anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey, I hope you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not. You seem like a douche.
Okay.
He goes, hey, what's up? My name's Mickey. I went to Morocco 6 years, and I'm just like,
you can finish it. You just,
he goes, all right, hold on, I'm all right. So, but he just starts launching, and he's been to Morocco. Everybody says four words. Hi, I cook once a week. My name's Becky. You know, I just want to take the class because I'm looking forward to Moroccan food or something. Next up, this guy launches.
This is what people are doing with their lives?
Oh, my God. So
I guess, I don't know.
I guess that's what people do. And it was fun. I ended up having a good time. But this guy, Mickey's like, yeah, what's up? I'm Mickey. I'm kind of a class clown. And I was like, you're 50. You're 50, Mickey. Mickey, you're 50 years old and you're describing yourself. Go put your head in the oven, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
So then he goes, oh, you're going to have to tell me to be quiet because I like to talk a lot. And I'm like, that's what you're telling people? You like to talk a lot. You're a piece of good. So right
away,
Mickey,
I'm a huge douchebag.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I'm Mickey. I'm an asshole. You fucking.
What
did
he say?
Off.
He's been to Morocco a bunch of times.
Been to Morocco. We went to Fez. But then he's this guy. He's asking questions. So then she's like, "Oh, this is what's the pot those fucking wackos over there use?
A wok?
That's Waka Flocka. He's a rapper, probably.
Trash can.
A tagine.
Ah,
a
yes. Tagine. The tagine.
Ah, yes. The yes. Tagine.
Yes. Eat cereal out of that.
Turn it into a bubbler. You turn it into a gravity bomb. Ripping GBs. Ripping GBs in the sink when your parents are at work.
Ripping GBs Moroccan style. A little cumin in it. Woo! Make that a head.
Put some masala in there.
Moroccan food.
Ripping GBs. That's the name of this episode.
Okay. Yeah, wait, hold on. Is Mickey there by himself?
Mickey's there with his fucking wife, who's all hopped up on goofballs.
Really?
And there's the weirdo couple that just crawled out from underneath the bed. Those two people were fucking... They were like Casper. They were that pale.
God.
Everybody else was nice. There was like... It's definitely weird. There was definitely a lot of people from, you know, that had just moved here that don't know anybody. And it's like, hey, well, like, I'm doing something type thing.
That's what people do, to meet people.
Yeah, you have to meet people, you know? So... It was a fun time, but dude, we're sitting there, and I see how the teams, they broke up into two teams of eight or whatever, and I see how it's fleshing out, and I'm like, I want nothing to do with Mickey, so.
Wait, so you have to fucking cook with these people?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, God.
Well, it was actually a good time.
You making chit-chat, so what do you do?
No. Well, once it's like go time. It's like fucking, it's like Top Iron Chef or whatever. What's it called? Last Iron Chef? Ramsey? What?
Forest Iron Chef? What
it's, like, it's like Kitchen Nightmare in there. No.
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Chopped.
Yeah. Last cook standing.
I didn't like your 3 minutes.
America's got Moroccan.
Morocco's got Kippy.
Morocco's got Kippy. Mickey's got crabs.
So
go ahead.
Hold on, sorry. I zoned out. I looked at the clock. So Mickey, this fucking prick, I see how it's shaping up, so I walk as far away from Mickey as possible to get on a separate team.
Not I'm to like, cut you off, but I want to ask you a question. You said Mickey was asking questions. Is Mickey the kind of guy that asks the questions
just
and
so
then argues the answer?
No, he's the kind of guy that can ask. He asks the question to show that he knows stuff. Right? So he'd be like, oh, the tagines here, they're finished on the interior, so they don't get to keep the flavor. Am I right? And the teacher was like, yeah, that's correct. But and she was looking at him like, you fucking, what am I, an asshole? I didn't even ask that question. Like, he was just trying to ask questions to show everybody else that he knew shit. And I was like, this fucking douchebag. Fuck you, Mickey. So then I make sure I'm not on the same team with him, and then I'm leaning against the thing, like, nah, like, I got my phone out. I'm fucking zoned out, whatever.
Really? What are you, the cool guy in class?
Yeah, whatever.
John Bender.
I'm over there smoking cigs in the ass in the stairway. So he hits me with this, and I'm just looking at him, like, kind of hating him. And I'm leaning against, like, a sink, and he goes... He's not doing anything. Like
what are you doing?
The teacher's the teacher's like giving a speech or something, like showing us how to fucking, I don't know, cook lamb or some shit, which was delicious. But
I still can't believe you ate food that strangers.
Yeah, it was whatever, man. It was mad good. I don't know. It was tough, but it's all cooked. I mean, well, you know what?
No,
everybody's wearing gloves and shit. It's a thing. I don't know, man. Whatever. I put worse in my body than something that fucking Steve from Astoria has made.
This
you know,
he's eating pigeon. Calling me
you
trash.
Serve food.
Yeah?
You just said all the shit you do. You serve food. Mm-hmm. It's a double standard with you. You're like, oh, I would never eat any. You pick your nose, your belly button, your butthole, and your boogers, and then go hand people food. You're a disgrace.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, what do you think the chefs are doing in fucking, you know what chefs do in kitchens and shit? That shit's gross.
Yeah.
Fucking Steve doesn't have a vendetta out for me. He's just, you know, he's just trying to make the best pigeon that he can.
It's your funeral.
Whatever. So he hits me with this, dude.
Mickey.
Mickey. Pure jerk off. I'm leaning, and we got name tags on, but I covered mine up because I'm trying to not.
Did they
be
ask what you do for a living?
No, he said tell us a little bit. I didn't say that I did comedy by any means.
Oh, man.
I was letting Mickey hang himself, you know, and then I started zipping him. I got one or two red wines in me at dinner. Yeah, whatever, cue ball.
Pussy. Mickey farted.
What?
Mickey farted.
Good one.
Okay.
Jesus, Mickey farted. You're a professional comedian. You can, the best you can come up with is Mickey farted?
That's all I got.
Jesus Christ. You sit up. Fucking,
I'm sitting
no,
up.
No, you're not. You're slouching like Biggie in that interview. Let's
That's
go.
My
get
joke.
It together. Sitting there with fucking talking to a couch. Okay. So he hits. Now there's this is all amped up because you keep.
Nah, go ahead.
He goes, "Yo, Kev."
Kev.
He hits me with "Yo, Kev," and I'm like, right away. I'm the next words out of your mouth. You don't fucking "Yo, Kev" me. Who do you think you are, "Yo, Kev"?
Well, if he wasn't a douchebag, it would be okay. If you were getting along with him and you liked
sure.
him,
sure. I've never said a word to this guy yet.
Oh.
First words out of his mouth. We're not on the same team. I'm just sitting there, and he goes, "Yo, Kev." And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Is there a measuring cup in that sink behind you?" And I turn, I go, "Yeah." He goes, "You fill me up a cup of warm water." And I'm like, this mother in my head, I'm fucking, well, I want to put his head in the sink and just fucking drown him. I'm like, he's not even doing anything. But I can't lose it because my girlfriend's there. And like, we're, you know what I mean? If it was just me and I was in a, I would have, this would have been fucking sleeves rolled up, fucking all out, fucking put his head in potato salad.
Who are you, Gordon Ramsay? Fucking.
So he goes, "Yo, Kev, fill me up a cup of warm water." So I go, "All right." So I turn the hot, because the hot was, I turned the hot on. It was super hot.
You spitting it?
No. So I turn the, he's making my food too. Well, I guess I could eat my spit. So I turn the hot water, so I turn the hot water on, and that's like fucking boiling hot. So I'm like, all right, that's too hot. So I turn the cold on a little bit, and he goes, "Nah, nah, nah, that's cold." I turn around and I go, "Yeah, I know." And my girlfriend looked at me like, don't fucking, do not take a stand here. So I was just like, "Hey, here you go, pal," and fucking had to drift off and just fucking swallow it.
Pussy.
Oh, I hated it so fucking bad. I hated it so fucking bad. I wanted to lose it. But who are these fucking assholes that just think you're all of a sudden you're cool with everybody? And like, "Hey, pal, yo, Kev, have a little fucking respect, you schmuck. You might be the cool guy at ICE."
I can't take it anymore. I'm not trying to fight anybody. I don't want to fight with anybody, but I'm not letting shit slide. Last night.
Yeah, but you can't also, like, you in an instance like that, you can't be an asshole. Like, what am I going to be? The guy that, like, flips the table at the fucking
cooking
place?
Well, yeah, of course. Of course. I don't know.
But, like, I just go too high too quick. My reaction to that is I'll fucking.
Losing it!
Yeah. My reaction to that's fucking crazy. Where him in his head, he's like, "Oh, I'm being cool."
I have a comic who. I don't know if he has a problem with me.
I bet he does.
But he's just. No, I really.
Is it our producer, Mike Coscarelli?
I'm losing it! I really.
Like, he's losing it!
I really don't know him that well, but he's been doing comedy.
Give me initials.
No.
Wave it. Give me up here. Give me something. Draw it. Don't say it. You're going to say it.
People tell me Larry.
No, my God. Okay.
Anyway. I don't know what it
Larry is. Larry David, everybody.
Larry David. It's just, there's always like, you know, like you can't tell if somebody's arrogant, shy, or like a dick. You know, you don't know. And like, I'm crazy, so I don't, you know what I mean? Like, unless somebody's nice to me, I think they hate me or they're a fucking prick, and I immediately don't like them.
Because you're a lunatic.
Yeah, of course. And there's been a couple situations hosting throughout the city where there's been like these like odd questions, like unnecessarily odd questions about like when he's going up or like what the, you know, like how long is the set and stuff like that. And it's like, you've been doing comedy fucking 15 years.
Yeah, but you should. Why are you taking offense to it? You know, those aren't things that you made. You know what I mean? It's not like you're setting the lineup or you're setting the times. She just be like, "I don't know, man, check the list." But why? How are you taking offense to that?
Just because there seems to be needling, a little bit of needling in it. Like the other night, he's like,
I think you're looking way too deep into
sure?
that. I mean, I can see if you were putting the show together and it was your show and you were making the lineup and he kept coming up to you every time. It was like, or she kept coming up to you every time. I was like, "Hey, what, you know, when am I going up or how long am I doing or whatever?" Then it would be directed towards you, but it's like, "I don't know, man, check the fucking sign. We're running 5 minutes behind." Yeah. But yeah, but you're
That's
not
That's what
making-
I'm saying. That's even more. Go look at it. Okay, he was closing out a show, okay, and it's like, you've been a comic 15 years. You know, if you close out a show, you're doing fucking 15 minutes. But anyway, the point is that I'm sitting there, minding my own business.
Oh, God.
And out of nowhere, he's like, "So how long are the spots?" And like every spot's different on a show. One guy's doing 5 minutes, one guy's doing 10 sure. minutes. But you know when you're going. And I just couldn't let it go. I just like slowly turned and looked at him and I go, how long are the spots? And everybody in the room got dead silent. And I was like,
you're in the green room?
Yeah. May or may not have been in the green room. I can't let shit go.
Yeah, but you got to let you take that personally.
I took that personally. The first principle
or the first agreement of the four agreements, don't take it personal.
And I meant, but everything is personal.
I know, I just got mad at Mickey for asking me for a cup of water.
That's all fucking bullshit.
In a friendly cooking class.
That's all, everything is personal. If I have a show and
I was getting mad at Coscarelli's text today.
Yeah,
if I have a show and
I don't book you on it, it's because I don't like you or I don't think you're funny.
Yeah, well, you're crazy.
It's personal. It's all personal.
But what if there's people that you do like or you do think are funny that you just haven't got to yet? Because there's other people. Well, no. Well, answer the question. Don't say you don't know.
What?
What if there's other people on the show that you want to book or want to that are friends with that you haven't been able to book yet?
I don't even have a show, by the way.
No. Oh, I know.
Hypothetically speaking. Yeah, no, I get that.
Hypothetically speaking, you're running a show and you could only book 3 people a show and there were still 25 people you wanted to book. You would have to wait a year to book the people you wanted to book. So why do you take it personally if someone doesn't
You just
book?
Took Mickey personally.
Fuck you, Mickey!
Yeah. Everything's
and
personal.
And that goddamn fucking mutt from earlier.
Everything's personal. That's the way I think. I think all that fucking good spirits bullshit and what are the four agreements?
Don't take it too personal. You're too fat. You got a bad haircut.
Where are you going?
Shut up!
You leave me here sitting by myself?
No, fill the dead air.
You need to check your phone.
I'm looking for notes.
Notes? Well, bring the phone over to the fucking microphone.
I am, you fucking... Jesus Christ, I had to unplug it.
God, I'm sitting here by myself.
I don't know.
I got nervous.
Hi, Tom! Resort back to Center City Comedy. Check that out. Paying for all the hosting now, so Jesus Christ, might as well.
Who is?
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What are you talking
about?
For
the Center City stuff. I needed it up there for that other thing we're working on.
Oh, God, here we go. Oh, that's on you. Hard feelings.
Hard feelings.
Anyway, the point is, there's been a couple incidents like that.
Sure, you're taking it too personal. You've asked people questions.
It's just it's not like that. I just don't like fucking people that are like arrogant.
Well, that'll get you friends. I mean, the person is not arrogant.
No.
No. I mean, I think you're crazy, for sure. That's definitely part of it. You definitely take everything too personal, as do I.
How do you not?
Why are you looking at me like that?
How do you not take it personally?
I get it, because we're fucking, you know, but you got to put the shoe on the other foot, right? Put yourself in his position. You got to put your dick in the other hole.
The shoe on the other foot. I'm walking around with one shoe on the wrong side like an asshole. I'll put it on your shoe. Oh, I get it.
No, what? Drop me on my head? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're saying the saying wrong.
You got to put the shoe on the other foot.
No.
Yes.
And you got to look at it. You got to walk in somebody else's shoes. Not the shoe on the other foot.
That's also
So you're putting the right shoe on the left foot? What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You're walking in circles.
Walking in your shoes.
No. When the shoe's on the other foot.
No. When the shoe's on the other foot.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
When the shoe's on the other foot, that's how it's like. Okay.
Yeah, no, explain. No. Say what you were going to say, you fat fucking truck driver looking motherfucker.
If you screw me over and then I screw you over, I say, the shoe's on the other foot.
Yeah, that's fine. But you think this guy's being an asshole to you, so you put yourself in his position, the shoe's on the other foot.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right, we're getting to the bottom of it. On the other foot if I was being an asshole to him, which I haven't been yet. But I will.
What if you have been and you just don't know it because you're being your stupid self?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm nice to everybody. I'm a professional, and I'm nice. Hey, how you doing? I keep it moving.
Yeah, whatever, dudes.
Shoes on the other foot. That didn't make sense. Take that personal.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Fucking bullshit. Anyway, back to gigging.
All right, go.
Who
said it?
Who said it?
Name names. Where did you see? Did you see it on Facebook? Give me a little context.
What the fuck's with you with the name names? Take it easy, fucking.
I'm not asking you to name names. Just give me a little context. You go back to gigging. What am I going to... You got to give me something.
Fucking Eric Hansen over here.
What?
What's the guy's name?
Not that. There's no Eric Hansen exist ever.
Chris Hansen.
What are you saying? I look like Eric Hansen?
No, you're acting like Chris Hansen trying to get me to name names.
Hey, what are you doing here? You're just going to podcast with Kippy? Is that what you're
doing? You know, Kippy's 12 years old.
he said you were going to bring beer and cigarettes.
Somebody.
Face to face?
No.
Online.
It was a Facebook post about me.
What?
Yes.
A Facebook post about you?
Yes, it was a Facebook post about me. I had done a part on something. I don't want to say what it is because I might give it away. I had done a part on something and someone posted, somebody from my past was like,
comment?
No, they made their own post.
Who?
This person.
Is that in a project you were doing? What do you mean, this person? Who's this? Give me a little context of who this person is.
Somebody I grew up with.
Okay.
Made a Facebook post that said, hey, a friend of mine, H. Foley, has a part in this show.
Yes.
You guys should check it out. It's a small gig, but you should check it out.
Oh, you're not heard about gig. You're heard about small. You fucking idiot.
I still don't like the word gig.
Yeah, especially when it's attached to small.
A small part.
What do you mean? Small? What was the part?
It was Iron Fist.
Did he just post this?
No, this was in the summer. But that
you're
made...
pulling up Facebook posts from the summer.
I hold on to things.
Oh, you are crazy.
Somehow I saw the word gig and that reminded me of it today.
Yeah, no, it's super corny. I picture like 80s fucking rockers that never made it. Like, yo, you gigging this weekend?
If you're doing a gig, you're doing some music open mic at some shit bar on a highway and you should kill yourself. That's a fucking gig.
Yeah, no gigs. Gigs are a lot of denim, I feel. a lot of long hair.
Sounds racist, too. Something.
What?
Gigs over there.
Oh, my God.
It just sounds racist.
Yeah. Mike, do you use gig?
When I get him, yeah.
I'm gigging.
Mikey's gigging up.
No, you don't.
I probably have in
Give
the
it
past.
To me in context. Who would you say it to? Like, would you say it to another comedian? Like, yo, what's up? What kind of gigs you got?
No, that just sounds like our two retarded people talking to each other.
Yeah,
I would if somebody asked like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And I had like a road gig.
Road gig's a little different.
A road gig.
I got
some road gigs coming up. That's a little different.
Road work.
I understand.
If it was a show in the city, I call it a spot. If it's out of the city, I'll usually say like, oh yeah, I'm on the road or oh I got a gig this weekend because on the road. As somebody who's like not on the road that much,
or in the city,
I don't know if you should be saying any of this.
when I do have like road work, it almost feels douchier to say I'm on the road this weekend.
Yeah, on the road's a real hammer thing too.
Yeah, right.
I'm on the road to me is like windows down.
Yeah,
I'm on the road.
Yeah,
on the road to me is same as gigging.
Heading out to the coast.
Yeah,
on the road might be worse than gigging.
Out of town. I'm out of town next weekend. I'm on the road.
First of all, none of us do comedy outside the city enough to say we're on the road.
I do.
What? Port St. Lucie? Wherever that was?
I feel like
sounds like your new dog.
On the road to me has to be like consecutive gigs.
Yes.
Like I'm on the road, I'm in DC, you're on, yes. I'm in Philly, then I'm in Columbus.
If you're on the road, it's got to be a string. It's got to be together.
Then you're going to be in Columbus?
Then you're on the road. They got to be strung together. A road gig is like I'm going to Connecticut for 2 hours.
Right,
that's
right.
A road gig.
Using the word gig at any time, you're a fucking douchebag. If you're a wedding singer, you have a gig.
That's true. Wedding singers got a lot of gigs.
Gigs.
Yeah, wedding singers do gigs. Foley.
I've heard people say gigging. I'm gigging this weekend.
Who? A
couple of guys I know. A couple of guys that play in bands back home.
Yeah, oh, man. Do you have band boys back home?
I got a couple.
Oh, where do they play? Where do they play?
You're not going to know them.
Where do they play?
Ben Elbow, the Whip Pain Tavern, PJ Willingham's.
Oh, I know PJ Willingham. That's a big get. That's a chain now. There's a couple. There's multiple locations. I think there's a Voorhees PJ Willingham's.
Guy with the acoustic guitar turned up way too loud, fucking playing Coldplay.
Here I go again on my own.
Oh, God, that makes my stomach turn. What's
your? But what if they look at you and see the same thing? Are you doing a bar show for four people?
What are you talking about? I'm on television. We're working here.
They were small gigs. That's it, everybody. Wrapping it up.
Are we?
Yeah, it's been an hour, no? Yeah.
Ah, that was fun.
Yeah, it's an hour.
Hard Feelings Podcast, everybody, right here on the Original Podcast Network. Please check out all the shows on the network. You can check them all out at the OGPodcastNetwork.com.
Correct.
Boom. And don't forget to send emails to thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, oh, you know, I didn't get to say this in the beginning with the hotline, but yeah, if you have a situation that fucking drives you crazy, fucking send it in and we'll talk about it. We're not going to fucking blow you up on the air or anything like that.
I will.
And it might help to alleviate those hard feelings if, you know, we can laugh about it. But I thought about the hotline. What if somebody calls and is like, oh, this guy Jimmy at work is driving me crazy. I'm going to kill him. Are we obligated to call the police?
It depends. Probably not, because this is a comedy podcast and, you know, we would be under the guise of creating comedy or content.
Well, if something happened, would we be at fault for that?
No, you also don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, so I don't know, unless this guy calls like, I'm killing Jimmy tomorrow.
And my name is Anthony Ravello. Yeah. I live at blah, blah, yeah. Blah.
Then you'd be obligated to fucking say something.
Then call in. Beautiful. Right. All right, cool.
We're like therapists.
Make your death threats. Make your...
Don't people be saying that. No, what?
That's no good.
Gotta grade some buzz. You gotta find a way to differentiate yourself in this podcast market. It's over.
We need some grand jury indictments to get this thing off the ground.
There's too many podcasts, not enough podcast listeners. So listen, everybody. Right? No. Guys, especially all the Center City citizens that are pouring over, please, when these are posted, share them. You guys have done, you know, has shown so much support over the past couple of years, and we appreciate it. And we just want to start this thing off on the right foot. So if you could share it, write, review, rate, review, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
A lot of fun stuff. We'll see you guys next week.